in Von Michael's kitchen. Night. Von Michael hears a thunderous thumping sound coming from his parents' bathroom. He immediately goes to the freezer, grabs two ice trays, and dumps them into two grocery bags. He grabs a gallon of water from the refrigerator and the kitchen trash bin and heads up to his parents' bathroom. Von Michael's parents' bathroom later. Chuck, wearing t-shirt and jeans, is experiencing an overdose of ecstasy. After a moment, Von Michael opens the bathroom door. Chuck, dazed and laughing.
Von Michael, is that you? Dang, Lacey. Done did it again. She gave me three of them little blue devils. Some kind of rave pill. Doom, 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 doom.
Von Michael turns on the shower.
Chuck, dang. Don't cut that hot water on. Shoot, I'm burning up. For some reason, I feel like dancing. Watch out now. Yeah.
Von Michael opens the medicine cabinet, hands Chuck two Tylenol tablets and a gallon of water. Chuck takes the pill. Von Michael removes his shirt and pants and helps Chuck into the shower. Chuck, singing and dancing.
Break my heart. Say you love me, baby. That's my song. Boy, one of these days we're going to hang out and chill.
Von Michael hands his father a bathrobe and walks Chuck to his bed. He puts the two grocery bags under his eyes. His father's armpits, dims the lights, and sets the kitchen bin next to his father's bed. Chuck continued.
One of these days, we gonna play catch.
Chuck leans over and vomits. Von Michael wipes Chuck's mouth, kisses his forehead, and covers him with a blanket. Von Michael.
Good night, Daddy.
Interior, Von Michael's bedroom. Night. Von Michael draws an illustration which depicts a barren field with a broken stem flower with pollen emanating from its face. On screen, Friday. Exterior, Von Michael's driveway. Day. Von Michael is washing Chuck's car. A sober Chuck inspects the vehicle while smoking a Marlboro. Chuck opens car door.
Dang, boy, you swept out the back. I'm an old diviner. Wipe down a mats. I'm impressed.
Von Michael, check out the trunk.
Chuck popped the latch. Cool. You even took out my dirty clothes. Why is there a crate back here?
Von Michael, I decided to organize all your paperwork from the plant, so I took the crate from the garage. That way, when you're driving, your office stuff won't get tossed around.
Chuck,
good looking now. Too bad I don't work for the plant no more.
Von Michael,
don't worry about that. You'll find another job. Just like Isaac Newton said, what goes up must come down. Did you notice the wheels?
Chuck looks over the rims. Chuck, suspicious.
So what do I owe you for doing such a great job on my ride?
Von Michael, I did it because I got tired of seeing Mama's clean car next to your dirty car.
Chuck,
I respect that. At least you keeping it real. Heck, this deserves a drag on my Marlboro, little soldier.
Chuck puts the Marlboro to Von Michael's mouth. Von Michael drags on the cigarette with ease. Chuck notices an ejected CD in the car stereo. Chuck,
who the heck is Ja Fu?
Von Michael, that's one of my favorite rappers.
Chuck is still investigating. Chuck opens up the coin compartments.
Where all my quarters go? I had at least $10 worth of change. Boy, where's my change?
Von Michael runs around the car, and the coins in his front pockets jingle. Interior, Von Michael's house, kitchen, evening. Sherry laughs at Von Michael's interpretation of Mad TV's Mrs. Swan. The front door slams. A stone Chuck enters.
Okay, okay, I'll tell you everything, okay, okay? Okay, I got a manicure, pedicure, and he look like a man.
Chuck.
Hey, kids. Y'all miss me?
Kisses Sherry.
How's my big girl doing? Ooh, girl. You getting big. When you gonna drop that?
Sherry smiles.
Hopefully soon.
Chuck.
So, what y'all making for dinner? I'm starving like Marvin.
Chuck. Like tomorrow.
I can't wait to have my grandbaby.
Ooh-wee.
Sherry.
Daddy, you can't smoke that around me. You know I'm pregnant.
Von Michael.
Chuck.
Put that out. Dang. I'm tired of this house smelling like a bunch of ashes.
Chuck to Sherry.
So what you cooking?
rubbing his hands together. I'm famished, Sherry.
Daddy, I'm tired. My feet hurt. My back hurt. I threw up in the morning, in the night.
Chuck, girl, get up and make me something to eat. You know your mom doesn't come home till late. Girl, that's probably why you're getting so fat, because you're sitting around all the time.
Von Michael, she gaining weight because that's what happened to pregnant women. They gain 35 to 50 pounds.
Chuck points at Sherry. Now I'm going to ask you one more time, Sherry.
Dad, please. I can't.
Chuck. Girl, get your lazy butt up and cook me something to eat now!
Von Michael. Alright, get out of her face. She's sick.
Chuck, shut your butt up.
Von Michael.
Forget you, man! Suck my nuts! Chuck, suck your what? What did you just say? Huh? Huh? You a punk now? Sherry jumps up.
Come on, Daddy. Leave Von Michael alone. I'll cook her something to eat.
Von Michael. You the punk, sucking on glass pipes. I know what crack smells like. Chuck. Little boy, you must be out of your mind. I'll crack your skull, runs after Von Michael. You better run. I'm locking your butt out tonight, to Sherry. That little boy must be out of his mind.
Von Michael, barefoot, darts out of the front door, snatching a pair of turquoise Reebok Classics. Exterior, street block, night. Angle on kids behind a car. KJ, looking at Von Michael's sneakers.
Yo, heck no.
Pete, touching the shoes.
Yo, where you get those kicks from? Those are Sherry's.
Von Michael. Yeah, and they're gonna be all over your face in a minute. KJ.
Aight, let's chill.
Pete.
Man, stop hating.
Pete.
Yo, here comes the car. Watch this.
Throws a rock at a passing car.
Yeah.
KJ.
My turn, dudes.
Throws a rock at another car.
Dang.
He misses two. Pete. Watch, listen, and learn. Pete throws. Bam. A hatchback car slows down at the impact of the rock, then pulls off. Von Michael. Picks up the biggest rock.
Y'all know I'm a pro.
Cocks arm. A black Lincoln Town car screeches to a stop. The car sits for quite some time. The kids look worried. Sirens sound. KJ.
Shoot, man. You hit the windshield. Should have hit the door.
Pete.
Yeah, you know the rules. Man, I'm gonna check y'all later.
He bolts home. Von Michael.
Peace. Scary dude. Yo. Y'all know I meant to hit that windshield.
KJ.
Yes. What are you gonna do now?
Von Michael. Stay put. Let the popo leave, and then we roll out. More sirens blare, and the ambulance pulls up. At this point, both boys flee home. Exterior. Von Michael's house. Night. Von Michael runs down the street towards his house. He's running from the police. At the front porch, he's startled by his sister, Sherry.
Where you been?
Von Michael.
Just hanging.
Sherry.
Why do you have my new sneakers on?
Von Michael.
Cause when I ran out, I had no shoes on, so I had to grab the first pair.
Sherry.
Come here. You got my shoes dirty.
Von Michael.
I didn't mean to.
Sherry.
Take them off. Take them off now.
Von Michael takes off the shoes and runs to the back door and finds that it's locked. Chuck's silhouette appears at the back window. Chuck.
I'm sick of your butt. I'm tired of you talking about what I do in my free time. Now let's see what you do in your free time tonight. Cause your little tail ain't getting back in here. Matter of fact, I already started packing your stuff up in your room. Now get your smart mouth butt out of my backyard.
Interior, Von Michael's garage, night. Von Michael is cold, angry, and frustrated. He immediately searches for a jacket and finds one. He crawls up to the garage storage base. After discovering some gray duct tape, he wraps his feet with it to keep him warm. From a small vent, Von Michael watches his parents' bedroom light go out and the TV light flickers. Von Michael lies on his back and fades to sleep while freestyling a poem. Von Michael. Solo flower. Raindrops pound on my petals, weighing on me so heavily and steadily. My stem shakes, my stem aches, ouch! My stem breaks. No sunlight or photosynthesis can mend my pain, so I press on with the release of my pollen, floating on a cloud of wind, planting seeds to grow and making long-lasting friends. A relationship with grass that will never end. Von Michael covers himself with his jacket and falls asleep. On screen, Saturday, interior of Von Michael's house, morning. The front door bell rings. Monifa goes to answer it. Standing outside, a young light-skinned woman in a dark pantsuit. Monifa, peeping through, hall. Who is it? Marie. Hello? Hi, my name is Marie Brace. Oh, Sherry. Come here. Look like another Jehovah Witness. Let's mess with her. Come on. Marie. No, I am not a Jehovah Witness. Can you please open the door? Sherry enters from the bedroom and goes to the door. Sherry. Excuse me, how can we help you? Marie. Is Mr. Charles Kirby available? Monifa. Is this a police or something? Oh, Sherry, I'm a warned daddy. Marie. I'm not the police either. Sherry. What do you want with our father? Marie. Is this Sherry and Monifa? Monifa. How she know our names? Sherry. How we don't know you? You ain't social services trying to take us away. Marie. Girl, if you don't open the door, please. Monifa opens the front door, pulls her hair back, and is ready to fight. Talking through the screen door, Monifa. If we don't open the door, you gonna do what? 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 Chuck comes downstairs yawning. Chuck, what's all the commotion? Marie.
Charles Kirby?
Chuck. Yeah, I'm Charles Kirby. Marie.
Do you know Cynthia Bates?
Chuck. Yeah, I know of a Cynthia Bates. Is she still drunk? Marie, humiliated.
I'm her daughter.
Chuck, what y'all want from me? Back child support? Chuck exits the kitchen. Sherry lets Marie in. Monifa screaming. Daddy! Daddy! You didn't tell me we had a sister! Sherry, Monifa singing and dancing. We got a sister! We got a sister, girl. Hey. Marie and Sherry hug Marie. Monifa.
Hey, sister, give me another hug.
Sherry. Yeah, we got a lot of catching up to do. Welcome home, girl. Monifa, touching Marie's hair.
Ooh, girl, how long you gonna be here? Cause I'm gonna call everybody. We gotta tell everybody that our sister got some baby doll hair.
Marie is shocked. Marie.
I'm just here for a day.
Von Michael's house, moments later, the kitchen back door slams. And Von Michael enters and sees Chuck drinking some scotch on the rocks. Chuck.
Von Michael, go in the living room and go meet your sister.
Von Michael gives Chuck an odd look and walks into the living room. Von Michael's living room continues. Von Michael enters and sees Marie sitting. There's an awkward silence. Marie.
I'm Marie. Your sister.
Von Michael.
But you don't look like us.
Von Michael and Marie laugh. Von Michael's kitchen. Evie. The family sits down for dinner with Marie. Evie. Thank you, Lord, for the nourishments of our body. Amen. Everybody.
Amen.
Everybody passes a plate of honey, baked chicken with vegetables, and stares at Marie. Chuck.
So, Marie, what's your story?
Marie. Clears throat. Well, I recently graduated from Georgetown Law School, and then I was recruited by one of the country's biggest law firms, Simmons, Strauss, and Bradley, where I handle most of their mergers and acquisitions. Chuck.
Mergers and who?
Von Michael. She handles the groundwork for companies that want to buy each other, right? Marie.
Exactly.
Evie. Well, you're definitely handling something, right? Is that your BMW in my driveway?
You go, girl.
Marie.
Yes, that's my new baby.
Sherry.
You know I got a driver's license.
Monifa.
That car is tight. But girl, you gotta thug it out and get you some dubs or something.
Marie is confused. Von Michael.
She meant to say that the wheels in your car are whack. Chuck.
So, Marie, you must make a lot of money as a lawyer, huh?
Marie. I do okay. Although, student loans do kick your butt, Chuck.
Yeah, we got a lot of bills ourselves. Do you think you can lend us some money?
Evie, embarrassed.
Charles, please, honey.
Chuck. So where do you live?
Marie, scarfing down food.
West Bloomfield Hills. I have a condo out there.
Evie.
Oh, Marie.
The properties out there are gorgeous, and resale value is phenomenal. Chuck to Marie.
Dang, girl. You can eat. You better slow down. You don't want to look like your mama or even like your new sister.
Gestures towards Sherry.
Speaking of which, how is your mama?
Ooh-wee. She had the most
beautiful lips, hips, and...
Evie.
We get it, Chuck.
Chuck.
Does she still have an alcohol problem?
Evie.
Chuck. Enough.
Marie.
No. She's been sober for 3 years now.
Chuck.
Are you sure about that? Because she was always heavy on the bottle.
Von Michael. Why don't you tell her about your problem?
Chuck. He lifts his hand. Boy.
Marie. This spaghetti is so good. Who made it?
Evie. Von Michael.
Marie to Von Michael. What did you put in this? We can package it and sell it. Von Michael. A good chef never tells.
Sherry.
Yeah, you sure outdid yourself this time. Monifa.
Boy, you put your toes up in this pasta, okay?
Chuck.
Shut up, Mo. It ain't all that.
Monifa burst into tears.
Chuck. Sherry fat book and cook too. She just lazy with that bastard pregnancy and all.
Sherry. Looks up while comforting Monifa. It's okay.
Well, Michael.
I'm going to my room. For Michael starts to leave.
That's right. Little boy, leave. And don't come back.
Father Michael.
Forget you.
Chuck pulls out his belt.
Oh, I'ma mess you up all right. I'ma mess you up with this belt.
Evie. Everybody, calm down. Father Michael, go to your room until your father calms down. Girls, clear the table. Chuck.
No, I got something to say. I'm 45 years old, and I went 3 years to Howard University. I studied chemical engineering.
Well, Michael, under his breath. Oh, that explains it.
Sherry giggles. Chuck. Shut up! I'm talking. Back in my heyday, I used to own a fish market, a restaurant.
Evie, Sherry, and Manifa.
And a barbershop.
Chuck shouts and stands.
Forget all y'all. I'm trying to tell y'all some important stuff. And this how y'all treat me? I'm the one who got laid off.
Von Michael's living room. Later. Monifa, Sherry, Marie, and Evie sit and watch TV. Doorbell rings. Evie answers the door. Evie.
Who is it?
Officer 1 and 2. It's the police. Officer 1. Is Charles or Evie Kirby present? Evie opens the door. Everyone runs to the front. Marie walks over to the door with authority. Evie.
I'm Evie Kirby. What seems to be the problem?
Officer 2. Yes, there was an accident the other night where someone was critically injured. Your son was seen fleeing the scene of the crime. Evie.
Von Michael Kirby.
A nervous Von Michael runs out of his room. Evie.
This officer said you fled the scene of an accident.
Officer 1. You were seen running from a crime scene, son. Chuck enters smoking and drinking.
Chuck. He always gets in trouble. Book his little button and send him down to juvie.
Marie.
Charles, what are you doing? You don't want your 12-year-old son having a police record.
Hi, officer. My name is Marie Bates. I'm an attorney, and I represent Von Michael Kirby.
Chuck. I'm out of here.
Annoyed Chuck storms out the front door. Marie.
Officers, do you have any witnesses that can identify Von Michael? Or any evidence?
Officers 1. No. But we do have an older gentleman that suffers some severe property damage to his vehicle and a few cuts to his forehead.
Marie. Well, until you have proof that Von Michael Kirby took part in this crime, I suggest you leave before I collect some badge numbers.
Officers 2. Fine. Here's our card, in case Von Michael remembers something about the accident. Officers walk away. Marie shuts the door.
Well, thank you all for an interesting evening. But I think it's time I go now. Marie leaves out the door. Exterior, Von Michael's driveway continues. Marie goes to her car and unlocks it with her keyless entry system. Mm-hmm. Von Michael runs out of the car and jumps in the passenger side and puts on seatbelt. Marie. Von Michael? Von Michael, I want to go with you. On screen, Sunday morning. Interior, Marie's house. Living room, later. Von Michael, finishing a bowl of cereal, and now joins his sister on the sofa, admiring her large bookcase. Marie turns off CNN and puts down the Wall Street Journal. Von Michael, thanks for the fresh gear. Marie,
no problem.
And, oh, by the way, I phoned your mom last night and told her you were staying over. Von Michael,
I read Invisible Man, too. It was all right. You know, you have too many books on the shelf, it might collapse.
Discovers a skylight.
Oh, snap. I didn't know they made sunroofs of houses, too.
Marie, Von Michael, have a seat for a second. I want to talk to you. Von Michael, why did you want to find us? Marie, there was a piece of me that was missing, and Von Michael, you find that piece yet? Marie, yes, I found it, and it wasn't quite what I expected. Von Michael,
Chuck's not what I expected either.
Marie,
seemed like Chuck's going through some tough times, so I think he's just tearing you down to build himself up. I know that you're in an awkward situation, but we all have been there. Trust me. You think my mother was pleasant to be around when she was drinking?
Tears.
I remember sometimes she would beat me just because, or call me names just because. I mean, she came to my graduation drunk. Can you believe that?
While Michael nods his head in agreement, Marie continued. But what I realized is that that was a liquor talking and not her. I mean, what she did was awful, but that awful place in life is what made me who I am today.
While Michael takes a deep breath. Sometimes I feel like I can't breathe because something's choking me. My journal is the only thing stopping me from tying a rope around my neck. No matter what I do or say, it's never good enough. I try so hard for him to accept me, but he just doesn't. All I ever want for him to do is to love me, not loathe me. I just get my vocabulary words. Everything I do is so that I can get out of here. And that neighborhood, I've already saved $500 towards my college tuition. But every time I try, he just kicks me down. Literally, I just don't know what to do.
Marie, in the short time that I've known you, I find you to be a very remarkable individual. I noticed your beautiful artwork in your room, and I saw the journal.
And last night you made some good spaghetti. Heck, I can't even boil an egg.
I mean, is there anything you can't do?
Just because Chuck is the way he is, doesn't mean you're going to be like him.
Von Michael.
You mean I could be a lawyer like you?
Marie.
Yes, you are at that age where you believe in yourself. It can happen. And it starts with you taking responsibility for your actions. Realizing that there are outcomes. Unfortunately, people like us have to grow up early. But just because we have a bad deal doesn't mean we have to take it. You understand?
But Michael nods in agreement.
Marie, I want to share something with you. It's an affirmation that I picked up from my self-improvement group.
But Michael, may you know me.
Marie, I want you to look into my eyes and repeat after me. I am somebody.
But Michael,
I am somebody. Marie. And I have the power.
Von Michael.
And I have the power.
Marie and Von Michael hug each other.
Von Michael. Thank you. I wish our father could say those words. I'm tired of eating in the dark. They both laugh and cry.
On screen Monday. Interior Von Michael's living room. Early morning. Von Michael comes into the living room. Evie packs suitcases.
I can't take this anymore. I'm sick and I'm tired of putting up his stuff. Von Michael's sleepy. Evie.
Yes?
Go back to sleep, baby. It's early. School doesn't start for another couple of hours.
Von Michael. What are you doing?
Evie. Come here. Did you enjoy spending time with Marie?
Von Michael.
Yeah. Evie. I'm so glad Marie didn't grow up with Charles. He smothers us. Remember that conversation we had last week?
Von Michael.
Yeah. Evie, you were right. I deserve better. Much better.
Von Michael sits Evie down while holding her hand.
Von Michael, you do.
Evie,
I just can't seem to get back the old Charles. He used to be.
Now, I'm glad he's not coming back.
Von Michael.
Well, he's been gone for a long time, Mama.
Every time I see your face, my heart stops and starts to race. My secret place.
Evie hugs Von Michael.
Von Michael, you know I'm going with you. Evie hugs and kisses him.
Oh, Von Michael.
Von Michael, I love you, Mama.
Evie,
thank you. I love you too, son. Today is a new day and a new beginning for us.
Interior Von Michael School, homeroom morning. Von Michael in class. Mates eagerly wait to see who is their new homeroom teacher. A white woman in her early 20s enters, Mrs. Bridge.
Good morning, class. I'll be taking over where Mrs. Tular left off. And, as you know, she no longer works here, and Mrs. Rodriguez won't be back from maternity leave for another month. Can someone help me out today? I can't seem to find the course syllabus.
Von Michael. Hello, Mrs. Bridges. I'm Von Michael. Today you don't need a syllabus because it's current events or affairs day. We normally read an article out loud and engage in class discussion.
Mrs. Bridges.
Well, Von Michael, I thank you so much, but unfortunately, I don't have an article to read. Let's pick a topic. How about today we start where you left off last Monday? Von Michael, you begin.
Von Michael. As I was saying, I don't really care about Mr. President and his affairs with his intern.
Mrs. Bridges.
Elaborate. Tell us why.
Von Michael. Because his day-to-day personal affairs don't affect me and my family. I'd rather us talk about drug addiction, child abuse, the vicious welfare cycle, incompetent teachers, terrorism, things that have a direct effect on our lives.
Fade out. Von Michael voiceover.
Breath mint. Odor reeks from a mouth, permeating the air. Tonsils begin to bleed and eyes dilate like a stare. Can't seem to get rid of that bad taste. Throat stings and coughs erupt, causing airborne molecules to surf the airways. It's the breath wars, fighting over turf. Where are the mints? The ones that soothe the throat and kills the germs. No longer want the mints that give a quick fix, quickly dissolving on the tongue. Need a mint that will last, not a peppermint, which will pass. Finally, fresh breath.
The end.